Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, should Muslims demonstrate their concerns about the occupation of Afghanistan during the Olympic Games?
Contrary to its official mottos, modern Olympic Games have been very much politicized. Governments have used it as a propaganda tool for their political ideas, most notably nationalism. It's been used to propagate Eurocentrism, fascism, communism, racial superiority, and of course as a marketing and advertising instrument. Anti-racist and human rights activists have used it as a platform to publicize their protests and to spread their ideas. In 1980, in order to protest the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan, more than 60 countries such as the United States, West Germany, and Canada boycotted the Moscow Olympic Games. Many Muslim countries also joined the boycott, among them Egypt, Turkey, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Pakistan. This week's Islam and Life asks, should Muslims demonstrate their concerns about the occupation of Afghanistan during the Olympic Games?
This is an important question when we look at the situation around the world and what is happening in Afghanistan, what is happening in other countries in the world. The question remains central when it comes to people now occupying and countries occupying Afghanistan, and we have the Olympic Games in London. So is there a connection between, or should we have a connection or make a connection between politics and sports, and in which way? In 1980, the United States of America were the first country to make a direct link between the political position and a choice connected to sports by saying we are not going to go there, and they were followed by 60 countries. The majority of them were Muslim majority countries in the Arab world and in the Middle East. So this is a critical question today. While we tend to forget human rights, we tend to forget independence of the countries and sovereignty, and we deal with sports as if it was something which was sometimes completely disconnected from sports, and sometimes, as it happened with Russia in the past, connecting it to sports. So what should be the right position? Should the Muslims just show concerns and say that there is a connection and they have to take a position or take a decision, a stance, when it comes to what is happening in Afghanistan for so many years now? So what should be the right position, and what should be the political discourse connected to sports in our time? To answer this question, I'm joined by Dr. Jafar Hadi Hassan, author, academic, and expert on the Middle East affairs. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start with this first big question, in fact, of our time, and we have it even with the European football games these days when it's happening in Ukraine, and the people are saying we should show solidarity with the opposition. So they are connecting the sports and their presence and their participation with politics. It happened in the past in the 80s and first in 1980 with the United States, and 80, as I said, 60 countries. Now we have the Olympic Games in London in the UK, and we know that the UK army is involved in what is happening in Afghanistan. So what, as a first question, should we connect sport and politics, or is it wrong to start with that?
Thank you. I think in general we shouldn't connect politics and sport for one important reason. Because politics, generally, there are many dirty games, as they say. And also the politics in general between states, between countries. Whereas sports, it is between nations. And of course, connecting the nations and interaction between the nations, that helps in creating a peaceful relation between nations in general. And of course, if you apply politics to sport, in this case, it will it will change the concept of sport unless there are exceptional circumstances where you can stand up for something related to human rights and other things. Otherwise, in general, my idea, my opinion, that we should not connect the things because they are completely separate. Politics is politics, sport is sport. Two of them, they have different concepts and different implications.
Yes. Okay.
For the boycott, you suggested, you told about it was Soviet Union 1980. America, of course, as the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, invaded Afghanistan 1979. And Carter was the president. He gave ultimatum to the Soviet Union that they should withdraw within a month. They didn't, of course. And America called for boycott. And about 65 countries, they boycotted the Olympics in the Soviet Union, in Moscow.
Yes, but according to what you were saying at the beginning, this was a wrong decision. Because they were connecting sport and politics, or is it an exceptional situation?
It's not exceptional situation, but the circumstances were different.
Okay, so let me
at
come,
that time.
Yes,
yeah.
Let me come to one question before entering into the situation now with the Olympics that are taking place in London, in Britain. When it comes to the Olympics, we can see that everywhere, wherever it happens. We can see that it's used in a way. It might be, sports, there is always ideology, and as we show it in the clip, always ideology, vision, people promoting their, or forgetting even. So sometimes we promote, women rights, and we promote, its publicity for the country, and something which is very positive, yes. Mm-hmm. But there is always ideology behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so to just to speak about sport as if it was not connected, and look, for example, there is a very interesting example. We have the European football games these days in Europe, and we know that, for example, in Palestine, we have a soccer who is now dying of hunger strike. Nobody is talking about him, and we talk about Ukraine as a country where the human rights are not respected, but when a football player coming from Palestine is not covered in the West at all.
Yeah.
So it's politics.
Yes, again. Yeah. But you see, politics, you gave the example that it involves ideology in sport. Hmm. I agree. It's not only in sport. Ideology plays a role almost
everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. Even in business, it plays a role.
Yes.
But you mentioned the person in Palestine, and nobody cares about him, whereas they care about other things. That is also a different matter. The conflict between the Palestinians and Israel, it has its background, it has divisions between countries, and there are many things involved in that. That is a special case.
But would you, for example, say if a country of some players are going, we are not going to play, because this is happening in this country, for example, in Palestine.
Yeah, I don't blame that.
You would accept that?
I consider that, I said in the beginning of our talk, that
exceptional situations.
Exceptional situation. Yeah. I consider this as exceptional situation because what we have a case going on for the last 60 years. Now, it is a just case in this case. Everybody knows it is a just case, so we have to play a role in this as Muslims, of course, because we are defending a human right, fundamental human rights.
So let me come to the question of today. We have the Olympics games in Britain now. They are coming during summer. And what we know over the last now almost 12 years, there is a new occupation of Afghanistan. Civilians have been killed. Still, we don't know why the Western armies, the Americans or the British or the French or the other, the Italian, even the Canadian are there. They are occupying the country. In fact, we know that from behind the political calculations, there are economic and geostrategic interests. And now we have the Olympics. So is this an exceptional situation? Should we do something about it? Would you accept, for example, or understand, or say the players should show their concerns or go further than that?
Yeah. Well, I must say there are differences between this situation now, the 21st century, and the 20th century, 1980. There we have the Cold War, and we have the pacts, as the NATO and the Warsaw Pacts, and so on. Now, I don't think these people, the Muslim countries, should boycott, because there is no use of boycotting. There were.
So to go as far as boycotting would be wrong.
It would be would not be effective. Would not be effective, of course. I mean, the boycott at that time was to put a pressure on the Soviet Union to withdraw from Afghanistan. Yes. Whereas now, you cannot put any pressure. I mean, if you boycott, say, 20 Muslim countries or 30 Muslim countries boycott Britain because the army is there in Afghanistan, it will have no effect at all.
Why not? For example, look at France with the new president, François Hollande, saying in his program before being elected, I want my country to leave by the end of 2012.
No, from my point of view, I think it will not have an effect. Anyway, these countries now, at this time, cannot agree on the subject. Hmm. And by the way, I think they have no wish, to be honest with you, I think they have no wish, Muslim countries, to boycott this game, to put pressure on America or United Kingdom, because they don't like Taliban. Because, I mean...
They are even there. Their armies are there.
America, the NATO army, fighting Taliban. We saw Taliban for 4 years, and they are extremists. Of course, these Muslim countries, they don't like extremists in general. Therefore, why should they put the pressure? They will participate in the Olympic Games.
Because they are already... So the governments and the Arab country or the Muslim-majority countries are involved in Afghanistan. They are part of the whole occupation process.
Yeah, true.
We are told that one-third...
So who's going to put the pressure?
So the point is, should the people who are... and the sport people who are involved in the Olympic Games show concerns as citizens, as human beings, not as representative of their governments, because the governments are involved in the process, and the great majority of the countries in the Middle East are even supporting the American presence.
Yeah.
And so should they show concerns or not? Is this a question of human dignity beyond the national governmental decisions?
But as I said to you, that even if they boycott as individuals, for example, or as just a sport, regardless to the states, because as you have said, the states, even, I mean, Muslim states even involved in there, there will be no use. Mm. So the competitors, of course, they would like to participate, to have a name, probably to gain medals and so on. So if there is no use, if there is no pressure, or if there is no result they could get from the boycott, why should they boycott?
Okay, but there is that's a good point. I think boycotting might not be the right decision. Now, there is an in-between, a middle path between completely participating and boycotting, is to be there and to do as, you know, we have seen, you know, the black people facing even the German ideology by saying, you know, black is beautiful and we are winning. So they won and they were present. And this was the right ideological answer to the racist Nazi ideology. It could be possible for competitors to be involved and within, and while they are within, because there is a great deal of publicity, the world is watching the Olympics, just to say something, to show something while they are participating. Would this be a good solution?
But there is a great difference between the Olympic Games during the Nazis and now. Of course, we know what is the thought of the Nazis. They didn't consider the blacks as a human being at all. Of course, they had right to demonstrate and to show the people they are a human being at that time. Mm. Now, what do they show? What do they say? I mean, also, you can note, if just one...
But why are you saying, you know, John Carlos, yeah, who was doing this, was here, you know, as a black man, saying to the Nazi ideology...
Well, that's great.
Saying, we are human beings.
Great.
Is it not
because
right?
Because he was not considered a human being.
But do you think now that the Afghani civilians, the way they are killed, with this, you know, collateral damage that we have day in, day out, are considered really as human beings in the way they are treated?
Yeah.
Can't we say there is something wrong in your ideology? It's as if today the Arabs and the Afghani people are less human than the Americans or the Europeans.
Okay, but I think, first of all, the Afghanis, they have their organizations of a human being and demanding rights and so on outside the sport. So they are, in fact, criticizing America and criticizing NATO. Why should they hold banners? And if they allow them, of course, they don't allow them. They probably, some Afghanis or other people or Muslims, they might protest outside. That's fair enough, but not in the middle of the arena or in the middle of celebration and so on. I think that would not have any effect at all. Mm-hmm.
So during this period of time, your take in the Olympics, there is no connection. So for anyone coming from the world, attending as a competitor, as a spectator, as someone who is being involved, what should be done within this situation while we are witnessing that the British armies are involved in so many unfair battles, unfair wars? Should something be said, or is it not the right time to say it? Should we be quiet and forget about politics for a few days, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but I agree with you. I mean, it is an occupation. I criticize the occupation of Afghanistan now at the moment, but I also criticize Taliban because of their extremism. Hmm. Now, I come to a question. As I said just now, there are other arenas, there are other ways that not only Afghanis, other Muslims, they can protest, and they are protesting, and they are putting their point of view, and they would like also, they urge other countries to pressurize Britain or pressurize America to get out. Mm. And they set, of course, Obama and other leaders, probably they set a date for their army to withdraw. I don't think it is probably right to demonstrate in the international sport event regarding this point.
But the why should we, because this is something which is quite important, at the end of the day, a football player, a competitor, he's still a citizen. He's still a citizen of the world. And he or she might sometimes come in with a statement that is helping people. Look, for example, Cantona, who was just considered in Manchester as a very big player. He was the player of the century for some, and he was great. Recently, he took a position saying and calling the FIFA to do something about Safkar, who is now dying in the Israeli jail. Should they avoid talking about political issues? Because sometimes this is what we are expecting. We are expecting from artists, be quiet. Mm-hmm. We are expecting from sport people, be quiet. While the world is watching the Olympics, to show concern about things that are happening in a country where it's good, there is sport, but we should not forget international policy.
Yeah, I repeat, from the beginning I told you that...
there is nothing exceptional for you today?
No. The Palestinian case, the Palestinian...
It's an exceptional one.
Yeah, it is. No question about it. And I don't think a person in the arena, Afghani or a Muslim, protest against the occupation now will have any effect at all, because there are other places where he or she could protest about the occupation. And there are protests, by the way, protests everywhere about the occupation.
Yes, but without boycotting, but just expressing something could have one impact
yeah.
is to let the world remember.
Yeah, but the world remember because of other aspects of protest. The world knows about this. Mm. There are other, as I said to you, there are other aspects apart from the Olympics. I don't agree that in the Olympics someone should come out and say, look, NATO, get out, and so on. That I don't think will have.
So you think it's better,
yeah.
even for the Muslim majority
yes.
countries in the Middle East, just to be involved in sport, even though we know that it can be used by the host country as a way of propaganda.
Yeah, but it is, as I said to you, I mean, everything you could use it for a propaganda.
Yes.
Business, you could use it for a propaganda.
So why don't
education?
Resistance? Why don't resistance?
But, I mean, people do resist, for example. I mean, there is a clash of ideologies in the world. You know that. And everybody knows. I mean, there is ideology in education. There is ideology
yes.
in business.
Of course, yes.
There is so also ideology in sport. You cannot take out ideology or opinions, particular opinions about ideology at all. Therefore, I don't agree that a sport should involve politics at all.
Thank you so much for that. I think it's a very interesting discussion. There is something which is important at the very beginning, is that sports and politics were always connected in one way or in another. What you are saying is that we have to avoid boycotting. It's not the right attitude. Now, the way we have to be involved, knowing that it can be used politically, is to avoid making it a political event and to keep it a sport event.
But this, as I said to you, general, there is ideology in everything.
Yes,
almost.
So that's the main point. And then it's up to the people to try to find the right way to play, to be involved, and then to show their concerns if they have. And they are, of course, things to be said when we see what is happening in Afghanistan and elsewhere in the world. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and your views on any of the shows you have seen. And here is the way to contact us.
Islam in Life welcomes your opinion. So please send us your suggestions as well as criticisms on any of the shows you have seen or would like to see. You can do all this by emailing us at islaminlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also be part of our online platform by joining our Facebook page, Islam and Life, on Press TV, where you can share your thoughts with other Islam and Life fans, engage with debates, and view past shows.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Dr. Jaafar Hadi Hassan. Thank you so much for your input today. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah. We'll be right back.